Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, live from Blake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan.
All right, Stoke. All right, Zach. Time for you to get off the fence, my friend.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. We're doing our picks. If you're just joining us, we're just going over all of our NFL picks and, you know, picking game by game like we do every Bud Light Football Friday. And we got to the really, you know, take the Broncos out of it or just look at it from like a national perspective. The game of the week is really the Tampa Bay Bucks at 2-0 going to the Rams, who are also 2-0. That game, by the way, I'm going to pull up. What is the time of that game? Hopefully it's
afternoon game, I'm sure.
It is. Yep, it is in the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
You were kind of straddling. You're like, I picked the Rams to upset Tampa.
Broncos play in the afternoon?
Yes, they do.
Of course they do. They're playing at home. They're playing in the afternoon.
Yep.
That stinks.
Yeah.
That stinks.
I hate it when it works out like that.
Because that's the one game I want to watch this weekend is that game.
Yep.
On Sunday.
Yep.
Rams, Bucks. I mean, it's going to be a showdown. Bucks got to, obviously, everybody's returning from last year. Rams defense is the real deal. Aaron Donald, that's must-see TV. Can he get after Tom Brady? You know they're going to have a plan to try to slow Aaron Donald down. Cross-country travel. I mean, last year when they played, the Rams just absolutely shellacked the Bucks in Tampa.
Yep.
I think it was Cooper Kupp. Seemed like he had 15 catches. Jared Goff was unbelievable. Bucks have some issues that they haven't played clean football yet. Dallas had them on the ropes.
Correct.
Atlanta had them on the ropes almost. I mean, they were down 3 points with the ball in the fourth quarter.
Didn't I tell you that was going to be a one-possession game in the fourth quarter? Because the Falcons, and you were like, I don't want to hear it. I hate them. I'm like, they played them tough both times last year, and one of them was a 2-point December win. It was just seven days ago.
But they ended up losing by 30, by the way.
Well.
So it was a one-possession game for like 20 seconds.
So, but what, was I right or no?
Technically.
No, technically about it.
So technically, you were I can't even say.
I was just gonna say, save this audio.
I knew it. That's why I wasn't gonna say it. I wasn't gonna say. I can't do it. Can't put that. You knew it. You're gonna save it, and I'm gonna hear it for the next 2 years. I'm going Rams. I'm going Rams. Also, we can't tie. So I'm going Rams. Also.
Okay. So our three disagreement. Oh no, we have two disagreement games.
Just one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's Vikings just the Vikings game. Wow. So lunch.
You got everything riding on the Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins. You got no chance, buddy. You're screwed.
Good for you, bud.
Richie,
you got no chance.
Now, Richie, if this happens, just bookmark this audio because he'll have to buy us lunch for a third straight week and then really
it's becoming a trend.
He's really he's spiking the football early on this one. So, let's just hashtag save the audio. Cooper Kupp, by the way. What type of season is Cooper Kupp off to? Dude, he could become the fourth player in the Super Bowl era with 100 receiving yards and a touchdown reception in each of his first three games. It's only been done three times.
Wow.
Dwight Clark in 82, Jerry Rice in 89, Marvin Harrison in 99. Excuse me, it's been done four times because Randy Moss did it in 2007 with the Patriots.
Okay.
So we'll keep an eye on that.
That's impressive.
It really is. It really is.
He's fun to watch. He's not just the the stereotyped possession white slot receiver. You know, that's not who he is.
He's explosive.
He's explosive, and he is really good after he catches the football. He's really good with the football in his hands. So he's just a fun football player to watch. He's tough. He gets open and he makes plays. He was out of some Eastern Washington or something like that. I mean, somewhere, one of those Washington schools, right?
Oh, man.
What round did he go in? I mean, the Broncos, we could have had We could have had Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp went in the third round, and he was at Eastern Washington.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, yeah, Eastern. You said one of those. No, I think you did say Eastern Washington at the start.
Good. Tough crowd.
He was the 69th pick. Nice. And back in 2017.
Third round. Who did we pick in 2017 in the third round, Zach?
That was Isaiah McKenzie, I think.
No, don't tell me that. Don't.
I think so. I think it was a third in 2017. Was Jake Butt? No, he was later.
That was like fifth round.
In 2017, the third round pick. Oh, who could forget? Carlos Henderson, who now plays for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Ooh.
No, in fact, yeah, Saskatchewan. He's teammates with Paxton Lynch.
Oh.
He's teammates with Paxton Lynch in the CFL. And then the other third round pick, could never forget him too, is Brandon Langley, who came in as a corner and tried to make the rare transition to
famously
wide receiver.
Right. And the coach didn't know.
The coach didn't know the next year. The coach didn't know. We were at the Senior Bowl. Was that Vic? Was that Vic's first year?
I think it was Vic's first year. I think it was.
Yeah, and it was,
The good old days.
Yeah, they were scouting somewhere, and they were like, Vic, what do you think about Carlos Henderson switching positions?
No, Brandon Langley.
Or Brandon Langley. And he's like, oh. I wasn't told that, but best of luck to the young man.
Oh, man.
And Carlos
Instead
Henderson.
Of having Cooper Kupp, you know, we got DeMarcus Walker, Carlos Henderson, and Brandon Langley.
I mean, look at that class.
Whew.
DeMarcus Walker, Carlos Henderson, Brandon Langley, Jake Butt, Isaiah McKenzie, D'Angelo Henderson, Chad Kelly. Not a single member outside of Garrett Bowles in the first round is on this football team. Wow. And somehow a year ago, that class looked worse.
Yeah.
Because we just assumed that Bowles would continue to be what, you know, he was. That was Garrett Holds, not Garrett Bowles.
Yep.
Okay. As we look at the entire slate this weekend, what play do you like the most? Like, if you're in Vegas, you got one bet, $25, you go to the window, who would you punch in?
Who would I punch in?
I mean, I'll go first.
How about you go first? If you're asking the question, I mean, I got to look at it because I got to make sure I give the people, you know, the correct pick here.
I mean, Richie texted us and I teased into it, so I'm not catching you too off guard.
I don't listen to your teases, first of all. Okay,
I don't listen to my teases.
No,
I read my text
50-50 because, and I don't read Richie's text either. So,
gotcha.
But
you don't
the Ryder Cup's on. So once I know we're going to break, my sole attention goes to the TV. So,
gotcha.
That's why I was off there. So that's my fault. I didn't realize that. I will have mine ready in a second though.
Okay,
you go first.
This is not advice, by the way. This is just what I like. I'm never tell you what to do with your own money. You should probably save it.
Probably shouldn't listen to Zach. I'll just tell you that. But I did yesterday,
and
we won.
You're talking to the King Supers Fan Football Pick'em winner in just week two, the most wins last year, four of them, and a guy that you've had to buy lunch to for 2 weeks in a row. So watch him out.
I got no rebuttal.
My play of the weekend is, man, I'm torn. I'm torn between
one of them.
The Cardinals over the Jags and just pounding them. It's at 7.5 now. I'll probably throw that in a tease. But at the end of the day, if I just had one play, I just don't think Washington football team can keep up with Buffalo in the scoring column. It's a 7.5-point spread. Washington has a good defense, but so far this season, they're 25th in the league in yards allowed. They're 17th in points allowed. Josh Allen didn't play well a week ago, and they won 35-0 in Miami, okay? This
where were they?
They were in Miami.
Okay.
This has a chance to get ugly, okay? Allen hasn't played well yet. The defense is coming alive. If Josh Allen wakes up like the Undertaker, all right, and just sits up, all right, this one's going to get ugly. I am going to swallow the 7.5 points. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills.
I'm sorry. What did you say you were going to do?
I'm going to swallow the 7.5 points.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with, as Chris Berman says, no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Well, I'm not swallowing anything, Zach, but I'm going to tell you who I'm going to take. Do we have time for mine right now?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Idiot.
What team did I tell you last week and today that I can't stand?
The Atlanta Falcons.
There you go. Well, I'm all over the Giants on this one. Giants minus three, I see right here. I just think they're a much better football team. And plus, they're playing at home. Falcons, Matt Ryan, I don't know, Zach. There's nothing to trust there anymore. There's just nothing to trust. And they have broken my trust over and over again. And I think the Giants football team is not as bad as maybe the perception out there, right? They should be 1-1. They're not. They lost a tough one on the road, and we all know what happened against the Broncos. But there's nothing there for me with the Falcons. I like the Giants at home to cover the three.
All right. I like it. I like it.
Do you like that pick?
I do like that pick, and I will lock in that pick.
Okay.
All right. And watch Atlanta screw us and your hate for them even grow more.
Oh, don't say it.
What is the tone coming out of Dove Valley about 48 hours before kickoff of the home opener? We'll hear from Vic Fangio coming up next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, live from Blake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
It is a Bud Light Football Friday. We're rocking out in a major way at the Big House on Blake Street Tavern. Let's go to Dove Valley and hear from the head football coach, Vic Fangio.
What are your statuses, Vic?
The only questionable we'll have is Purcell. Everybody else will be good to go.
Yesterday, Graham looked like he was
training. Yeah, I think Graham right now is going to play. I mean, obviously, if something changes between now and game day, we would inform everybody.
Did Noah and Tim go full today?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Purcell, though?
I feel pretty good.
How close to this team's potential do you feel they've played through the first couple of weeks?
There's room for a lot of improvement in a lot of areas. But, I mean, that's to be said in any game, even though we've won them both. But we still have a lot of improvement to make.
Is Kaiser up to speed enough to be active on Sunday?
Yeah, he'll be active.
You guys have scored late in the first half and then on the first drive of the second half in both of these games. How critical has that been?
Yeah, those have been critical. I mean, obviously, we were behind until the scores late in the half, and then to come out and top it off with another one is big.
Vic, Tim Patrick leads the team in touchdown receptions since the start of last year with 8. All of them have come in the red zone. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, what makes him so good in the red area?
Well, he's a big-bodied receiver, although I don't know that many of them have been big-body-type catches. You know, I can remember the one in the first game where it was just a flat route. And Tim's a good competitor at the ball.
Where have you seen Kendall Hinton grow as a receiver since last year?
Everywhere, really. Just through knowledge and repetitions. You got to remember, he didn't play much, if any, receiver in college, so it's all new to him. And he's running better routes, has a better knowledge of the offense and of defense and how the routes can be adjusted. So it's just repetitions.
What do you think about Bobby Massey so far this season?
He's been fine. You know, I think Bobby can play better. I know he can, but he's done a good job.
Is Malik still ready to go on Sunday?
Yeah, he had a personal issue he had to deal with today. Yeah.
What was your reaction to the NFL's announcement that they're going to have a wild card game on a Monday night?
No reaction. It falls into the category of my opinion really doesn't matter, so why worry about it or think about it?
How's the week been? Sunday's maybe a better time to ask, but in terms of not looking ahead or being able to keep the focus
on. Yeah, I think our focus is right where it needs to be. We all know that this is a 17-round fight, and each round is critical.
Thank you very much.
All right, that was Vic Fangio from just now.
Has the legend talked yet?
Has the legend talked? That could only mean Tom McMahon. Richie, right. if you don't mind jumping in our ears to take Tom live.
Because we haven't taken him live yet.
No, we have not. And
That's must listen to. Right?
Well, I don't know about this week. Because
yeah,
we know with Tom,
he's
in a good mood, it might give you a gem. If he gets a touchdown brought to the house like he did last week, might be a really tamed version of Mr. McMahon.
You just never know. He might. And if he does, we want to be there for it.
That's right. That's right. Anything to take away from Vic there?
No, nothing really. I mean, didn't give us a whole lot. Knowing Tim Patrick, full participants, going to play. You know, they've been dealing with some issues there. The new linebacker, Kaiser.
Yes, like a Kaiser.
Yeah, he'll be active for the game this week. So I'm sure it's going to be predominantly playing a special teams guy. All right, that's who we picked up from the Rams.
Yep.
On their practice squad, scooped him up. So he'll be active. He'll play. You'll see him out there. And I'm guessing it's going to be mostly special teams. So what'd you get from Vic? Anything?
Nothing. Really, on a Friday, it's really, really short. Everything that needs to be delved into throughout is delved into throughout the week, right? So, yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, crossing some T's and dotting I's, and we know what we need to know. So, you know, when he was asked about Tim Patrick, you know, being the leading receiver from the start of last season, he's got 8 touchdowns, 6 last year, 1 in each week, and you said, you know, when he was saying that, you kind of like were like flexing a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Vic says, well, he's a big body.
Right.
Is it that simple?
No, but that helps in the red zone, you know, having that bigger frame and being able to box guys out and do those certain things that, you know, might not be as big of an advantage out in the field in the open spaces. But when you get in tight quarters, you know, the windows are shrinking there, right? I mean, they're closing down. DBs aren't backing up anywhere. There's nowhere to go. So the bigger body guys usually, you know, are able to have maybe more success down there because just being big body guys and having size advantages really helps in close quarters.
All right. There he was in the end zone last weekend. Looks like a little, it was like a little crossing route, wasn't it, on the left side there? It looked like, was there a pick set for him? Do you remember the play?
I don't. I'm trying to think about what he catches one of these touchdowns like every week, it seems like, in the red zone.
Yeah.
So they kind of all run together for me. I don't recall exactly what the play was.
Okay.
Do you?
It looked like just like a little, you know, they moved them like across the formation, and then it was a little crosser on the left side. I think with maybe Sutton. It might have been Cortland Sutton. It looked like it was almost like one of those fake pick plays, like just for a second you try to not, you know, oversell it. It was rather simple, but you got to make a decision there as the defense.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do. You know, if teams are playing man-to-man, you try to rub guys and get picks. Sometimes they run into their own guys, all those things, crossing routes, and to try to get guys confused, and they were able to do that, on that play.
All right, we are just about 48 hours from kickoff. Broncos trying to go 3-0 for the first time since 2016. That quick start after the Super Bowl, of course, didn't end ideally. The team ended just 9-7. Wills kind of came off the tracks on the back end of that season. Hopefully that's not the case this time around, but it's not time to look forward to that yet. It's just trying to get to 3-0. And
right.
The Broncos' first home game of the season. What are the keys to victory on Sunday afternoon? We'll take a dive into those coming up next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, live from Lake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Yes, we are live at Blake Street Tavern, and it's time for our keys to the game. Got to send a quick shout out though. We got the Syracuse crew in here.
How about that?
There's been a few guys who do an annual trip to Denver from Syracuse, and they weren't able to come a year ago. They've been doing this for a long time. They're big fans of our show. So shout out to the Syracuse boys here who just showed up
cool
to Blake Street Tavern.
Right? Yeah. How cool is that? They made the trip in. You know, they're going to be at the game on Sunday, ready to rock and roll. So, and I think the Broncos are going to put a great show on for them.
Man, that place is going to be all wound up. On Sunday afternoon at Mile High, that place is going to be in a absolute frenzy. And it's a real factor. Like it's not just about, like, the cool visual of a full crowd or a flyover pregame. Like, It's about the Jets having the football and not being able to hear one another.
Yeah.
Like,
it plays a big role in it.
For sure, especially here. I mean, Denver's one of those places along with, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10 other places around the league that, like, it's a real factor. And it should be a twofold factor. You got a natural altitude factor and hopefully a rabid 70-plus thousand fans on Sunday.
Yep.
So, all right, it's time for our keys to the game presented by Nova Home Loans. Stoke, when you think of the matchup against Gangrene on Sunday, what has to happen for the Broncos to register a win?
This defense. Defense has got to be great, got to be special. And they've been great through 2 weeks. I mean, gave up only one score last week. Unfortunately, it was on the first drive that, you know, they gave up three first downs and one first down by penalty. And then Fuller got, you know, the ball thrown over his head on a third and long. It was like the worst series that they've had all year, and it happened against a bad football team. And but then they got it cleaned up, and that was it. That was it. The rest of the game, they gave up the kickoff return, but that wasn't on them. But they got to continue to do what they've been doing. I love the fact that they got the two turnovers off of Trevor Lawrence last week, Pat Surtain, Kareem Jackson with the interception. I'd like to see a sack fumble. Like to see a sack fumble. Anyone listening? Malik Reed, where you at?
I like that.
Von Miller, where you at?
I like this.
Draymond Jones. I want to see, where have you been, Draymond Jones? Nobody's been higher on Draymond Jones than me over the last 2 years. No one. And I haven't seen him show up this year, Zach. He had a really good year last year. We were expecting a big step this year, both of us, right?
Yep.
And just haven't seen it. I was thinking double-digit sacks. And now I'm not off the bandwagon. I'm not saying he can't get there. But it's time to let me feel your presence a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
From that interior.
Yes.
I mean, Von, we've seen it, right? We know Malik Reed can get after the quarterback, but we need more interior pressure. So Draymond Jones, Shelby Harris, need to see that, that pressure from the middle, because that, now where does the quarterback go? Where can you got nowhere to go?
You got nowhere to go. You got coming off the edge and from the middle.
You got nowhere to go.
Step
so
up.
Need to get some pressure on the quarterback from the middle, but also I want to see some balls on the ground, fumbles, right? Fumbles. For me, the key is this defense is playing like they've been playing and just doing what they should do. Stop the running game. You know the Jets are going to try to run the football. They got three solid running backs. They're going to try to take pressure off of Zach Wilson. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. So defensively, the Broncos got to play great this week.
I really like that. I really like that. And, you know, in terms of just a consistent pass rush, like the numbers, you know, Vaughn putting up, you know, three sacks in two games, that's great. And he will get to Zach Wilson, by the way, on Sunday and register his fourth sack of the season. I'm here to tell you.
How many?
He had eight in 2019. He'll get to half that through the first three games of the year. I'm legitimately confident in that. Just one.
One?
Yeah, just one.
I'm with you. I'm thinking he's getting at least one.
He should. He should.
I mean, Becton's down. I don't know who their right tackle is. But some of that, this offense has to control that also.
Totally.
Like get some points, make the Jets have to play from behind so they can't play that conservative, have that conservative game plan.
Yeah, and the Jets' right tackle is Morgan Moses.
Okay.
Who is
Washington? Was he with Washington for a little bit?
He was drafted by Washington in the third round. Really good memory coming out of Virginia once upon a time. I think UVA plays tonight maybe even. But my key to the game, the first thing I think of is – for the first time in a long time, all right, I'm saying that the opposing offense needs to keep up with the Broncos. Like, the New York Jets are going to need to keep up with the Broncos offense. The run game should be, it's been good. It hasn't been great. We're looking for great. I think we'll see a flash of that on Sunday afternoon. I wonder when it's time to rip off the Band-Aid with Javonte Williams. I wonder if we're going to see
yet.
Like a 15 to 17 yard game coming. Because ultimately the Band-Aid comes off. Band-Aids don't stay on forever.
Wait, 15 to 17 what?
Carries.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, if they run the ball a lot, but I mean, you're talking about the Band-Aid as far as he starts like really taking over from Melvin Gordon?
Yeah.
Too early.
Okay. Okay.
Just too early. You know, if you don't want to have to make that statement, if you're the Broncos, right, you try to avoid it. And right now they don't have to. Both guys have been fine. You're winning football games, right? So until you have to do it, you don't do it.
All right, we'll see how they handle it.
Because you're going to probably need both, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're going to need both. So let's just keep going like this for right now until it's really, really obvious, and then we
you get that. You peel that thing with the hairs coming. Yeah, wait, come with it. Nah, get your hands off me. Golly, man, see, that guy's touching my legs on the air.
I got some of that. Yeah, I got some of that.
Oh my gosh,
how'd that feel?
Not great,
yeah.
Bob.
Right. Well, exactly. So you don't do that until you have to. There we go.
And then in the passing game, like I think the Broncos. You know, Zach Wilson may be great one day, but the Broncos have an advantage at the quarterback spot. They have an advantage in the run game. They have an advantage with the tight end. They have an advantage with the receivers, and they have an advantage on the offensive line. This is why it's a double-digit spread. Yeah. When is the last time you could go Broncos, check, on offense? Like, we've said it on defense, but on offense, it's been many years. So when it comes to my key to the game, it's just be who you have been through 2 weeks. 27 points in week number one against the Giants, 23 points last week against Jacksonville. I think they'll find a space in between those two numbers. But if the Broncos score 24 points on Sunday, they should win the football game. Get to 24, maybe even 21. I'm saying 24 to be safe. Get to 24 points, you will win the football game, and it may be a lot more than that. You know, could we see the Broncos get into the 30s, you know, for the first time this season? It's not unrealistic against this hapless Jets team. And, hey, exert your will, man. You're a double-digit favorite. Place is going to be all wound up. Go out and dominate.
Yeah, I'm with you. This could be one of those 30-point games for the Broncos. If things go right, you know, I mean, the Broncos aren't going to be a team that's going to be, you know, up-tempo and seeing a ton of explosive plays in the passing game consistently. But I think given the circumstances, the Jets are a bad football team. Turnover, you know, a couple turnovers like that can just really, all of a sudden you look up and, you know, you scored 17 points in a quarter.
Right. Yeah, that'd be nice. Will they? What will the final score be? We talked about it all week. Now it's time to make our Broncos pick, and we'll get to that coming up next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday, live from Blake Street Tavern. Here's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Yes, we are live previewing Broncos Jets Sunday afternoon. Home opener, first time at full capacity since the 2019 season. Shout out to our guy, Philly Nick. Just hadn't seen him in a long time. Long time listener of ours.
Yeah.
Been very supportive of our program for years now. Just dropped by. So big shout out to that guy. And now we've arrived. We talk about the matchup. We break down the matchup in the last segment on a Bud Light Football Friday from the Big House on Blake. We get to our Denver Broncos pick of the week. And it's presented by King Soopers, the official grocery sponsor of the Denver Broncos. I don't know if it got back to you. I am our King Soopers fan football pick'em winner.
No, I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard. Really, you got it. Congratulations, man.
Got that strap on, man. Got that title on. Got that discount double check motion.
I can't wait for this week to be over.
Well, I may run it back, man.
No, there's no chance of that.
I had three more in me after my first win last year, so you just never know.
Please, Lord. I can't take another
one. And I'm saying the same thing. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. We cross that finish line first again.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, would you like to go first, or would you like me to go first?
No, you just let's continue the trend. You go first.
Okay.
It's been working so far. We're 2-0.
That's right.
Right. It's all about the Broncos, right?
It's Broncos first.
That's right.
All right. Oh, look, this is not if. It's by how much. It should be. I mean, let's just be honest. Let's just call it for what it is. If the Broncos lost on Sunday, it would be among the most disappointing losses in years. All right, that's just the facts. When's the last time the Broncos had the biggest spread in all of football? That's what we're looking at. I mean, this is Manning days. This is you're not used to seeing this.
Right.
We've been the team getting 10 or 11.
Yeah.
All right. Broncos haven't been the team in laying 10 or 11.
No.
So let's just call it for what it is. Let's not shy away from it. The Broncos absolutely are going to win the game. But here's the thing. You disagree
now
with this.
Now you don't want to shy away from it.
You it's
telling
our
me to calm down all week. Now you don't want to shy away from it.
It's our number three. That was our number one. Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Unbelievable.
The closer we get to the weekend, the more vibrant and energetic I get.
Okay.
All right, because I can smell it from here. This is a must win. This is a must win game. If you want to get where you want to go, you have to beat a team like the New York Jets, who is playing a rookie quarterback who has thrown a league high 5 interceptions. Okay? No one has thrown more picks than Zach Wilson's. But here's the other thing. We haven't talked about this. Zach Wilson's been sacked a league high 10 times. All right? Jets passing defense has given up 10 different completions in 2 weeks of 15 yards or more. That's a lot. That's an explosive play. All right?
Yeah.
They've given up 10 of them in 2 games. The Broncos should absolutely have their way. It's a 10-point spread for a reason. And you know what I smell?
Uh-oh.
I smell a win and a cover.
And a cover.
The Jets
are going
in trouble.
Seal clubbing?
They're going seal clubbing. PETA is going to be very upset on Sunday afternoon.
PETA's going to be upset at the Broncos.
How about this? The New York Jets. You only get this on this show, right? I don't need to say it, but I'm going
to
say it anyway.
You don't need to say that.
New York Jets have covered just one game in September since 2019. They are 1-7 against the spread, all right? And overall, since the start of last season, they're 6-12. That's the worst cover percentage in the NFL.
Wow.
We're in for a seal clubbing. Broncos, 31. Jets, 13. Mile high. Sold
what
out.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
You can't make this up. I said
this
31.
This yo-yo just took my score. Unbelievable.
And Stokely already had his score written down.
That's why I was trying to hide my paper from you.
I did not see your paper at all.
Oh, my goodness.
31, 13, and that's how you know it's good.
That's how you know
it's good. When we're agreeing on the exact score,
man. That
Mile High is going to be all wound up, and the Broncos are going to give them something to cheer about.
I absolutely love it. I'm with you. I felt like last week was going to be a beatdown. It should have been worse than what it was.
Yep.
Bad opening series by the defense, but other than that, they were great. Offense did what they had to do. It should be more of the same. You're at home. That defense should be pinning its ears back, making life miserable for Zach Wilson. He had a atrocious game last week against the Patriots. 4 interceptions. I'm expecting to see more of that. You know, we saw Trevor Lawrence throw 3, I think, in the first week. Well, what did the Broncos do? They got 2. So I'm expecting a couple more interceptions this week. Von Miller and company to make life miserable for Zach Wilson. You're talking about 4 or 5 sacks for this defense. Von Miller gets at least 1. Draymond Jones gets on the board. Welcome back, Malik Reed. He gets 1. He joins the party. And let's go ahead and throw Shelby Harris in there, too. There you go.
Oh!
Yeah, 4 of them things. 4 of those guys. Von gets 2. Shelby 1. Malik 1, Draymond 1. There we go. How about that? You like that, Zach? You like that?
Wow. You spread it out like the roulette table.
That's right. All over. Number, everywhere. Right? You got to spread the love. I just love this matchup for the Broncos. How can you not? The way that they've been playing, Teddy Bridgewater, what he's done for this offense. The Jets overall are just a bad football team. So I'm expecting the Broncos to go out there and do what they did the first 2 games, take care of their business. This team is different than years past, and I think that has a lot to do with Teddy Bridgewater and his professionalism, his leadership style. That goes a long way. I got the Broncos winning, just like you, Zach, 31-13. Let's go, 3-0 Denver Broncos.
Man, we've been giving out score predictions for 4.5 years here together, more than that by now. I don't think we've ever had the same score. And for those who don't know, like, Stokely already has his score written down before I gave my score. I can't see it. So the fact that we both said 31-13, that is
unbelievable.
It's honestly pretty cool. Pretty cool. Prediction. You gave your prediction, all right, about who's going to get which sack, who's going to get – all right.
Oh, you've been too – you've been – on it. What do you got?
The people know.
Yeah, and the people want to know. What do you got for this week, Zach?
Week 1, I said Von Miller was going to get 2 sacks. Von Miller went out and got 2 sacks.
That's right.
Week 2, I said Youngblood, Pat Surtain, PS2, is going to push the right buttons. All right? He's going to have his first career interception in his first start. And there he was, getting his first career interception in his first start. This week, it's a twofer.
Uh-oh.
It's a twofer.
Wow.
Javonte Williams scores his first touchdown.
How do you spell that, twofer?
That's T-U-F-O-R.
Okay.
Twofer.
Let me, T-U-F-O-R.
Yeah.
Okay.
Twofer.
Okay.
Just sound it out.
Nope. Try again.
Javonte Williams scores his first career touchdown, but Melvin Gordon also gets in the end zone. One touchdown for each of those guys, Javonte and Melvin. And Melvin's going to come first. And you know, like how Pat Shurmur likes to keep it even in the running back
right.
line?
Oh,
the next
yeah.
time they're on the goal line, he gives it to Javonte, and Javonte punches it through
wow.
for his first career score.
I love it. I will be looking for the prop bets.
Yes.
And I will be looking for the anytime touchdown score. And I might even go throw a little extra on that Melvin. That's Melvin scores first TD of the game.
Ooh.
Right?
I
Why
like
not?
This.
I mean, you got him scoring in front of Javonte.
Yep.
So, you know what? When the guy is hot, right, what do?
You feed him.
You feed him. And I'm riding the hot hand right now. You've been hot through the first 2 weeks. I can't just stay on the sideline.
No, you don't want to do that.
Just come in on Monday and say, hey, is that good job of being? No, I want to say, you got it right. I hit.
Yes.
You were right again. That's what I want to do. So I'm going to have to partake in this, and hopefully you continue to be hot. I like it.
How about Dakota on the RamosLaw.com text line? Could you imagine if the Raiders lose Sunday to the Dolphins and the Broncos are in first place of the AFC West after three? That'd be pretty funny.
It would be great. They're in a good position to, you know, at least be 3-0. And could the Raiders lose to the Dolphins? Of course they can. They're the Raiders.
Yep. And it's the NFL. Anything can happen. They have a change at quarterback, don't they, right? And the Jacoby Brissett
That's
taking
right.
over.
Yep.
He's not
Chewy
great.
Got the baby ribs.
Yeah, he's got the baby ribs. All right. Dakota says, well, oh, yeah, he got to that. Someone else says, did you get the smear in? Yes, we did. That
yes,
was hour
did.
Number one. Stokely handled business early on a Friday.
Yep, we got that taken care of.
And then the one guy who really hates you.
Oh.
Joe in Loveland.
Yeah.
He says,
is that my original hater?
That's your original hater.
He said he wasn't going to say fire Stokely.
He said
me
he will
right?
not say fire Stokely because
right.
he used to text in every day, fire Stokely. He made a promise that he wouldn't do
right.
that. His text to end of Friday said, Stokely got a 3-year deal. Fire the guy who did that. But he's been good this week. From Joe in Loveland.
Zach's always good. Okay. I've had a good week, right? I'm improving.
Yes, you have.
Hey, Joe, like it's you know, it's a little things. Right? It's a little things. Maybe we can mend this relationship. I don't know. It seems like it might be salvageable.
Yeah, I think so. Justin on the RamosLaw.com text line. Get Broncos to where they're going, Zach? Thought you said Bridgewater will never win a Super Bowl with the Broncos. How far do you think that he'll take this? Teddy Bridgewater will never win a Super Bowl with the Broncos. That's not going to happen. You know, I guess it could happen. You maybe leave, you know, a half of 1%. For me, it's not about that right now. It's about, like, the vibes are good here for the first time in a long time. The Broncos are 2-0 for the first time since 2018. Opportunity to get to 3-0 for the first time since 2016. That's a half a decade ago. Let's enjoy where we're at. It's a pretty good rendition of the Denver Broncos, all right? Let's be receptive to it, be open to them being good. Maybe they go 10-7. What if you double your win total year after year? I'm not thinking about the Super Bowl right now. I'm thinking about the Broncos, like George Payton said, being relevant, winning football games. And then when you get to that point, you're at a new plateau, and you can see new goals.
And I think the thing with Teddy is, you know, it's not about what's going to happen next year at the quarterback position. Are they going to make the playoffs? Are they going to go somewhere else? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? I mean, let's look at this year. It's year by year when it comes to the quarterback position, especially with everything that's changing and going on at the quarterback position and free agency. Every single year, do you go draft, do you go free agency, will it be Teddy? Who cares? Let's not even talk about that. Let's not even worry about that. Let's just focus on the here and the now and what Teddy is doing for the Denver Broncos right now. And he's playing good football. So let's enjoy him playing good football. And KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver, I'm started the week of champion. I'm going to finish the week of champion. That's what champions do. That's what the Denver Broncos will do.
Well, it was one week ago.
I didn't know if I could keep going.
It was one
I was
week.
Running out of things to say.
It was 1 week ago that it was our last time slot between noon and 3.
Yeah.
And I got the last ever. Got the last ever.
Who got the first one in the new time slot? Me.
Okay.
You got the last, I got the first. Okay. What do you want to do? You trying to rub salt in the wound right now?
A little bit.
Yep. No, you missed. See, you're not quick enough. You got that hamstring. You try to pull the hair on my legs, but you're just not quick enough, slow guy. You need more fast twitch muscles.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't do it.
All right. are we almost out of here, Richie?
Man, we are almost out of here. I'm fired up, though. It's going to be a fun weekend of football. It's going to be, I think, Broncos got the fans back.
Yeah.
That when I turn the TV on, I just can't wait to see the Empower Field full packed. The place is going to be rocking. The energy, not only because the Broncos are 2-0, but just because it can be packed and have the full capacity back, I think is going to be awesome just to watch. And I'm looking forward to that. It should be a great afternoon. I'm sure the weather's going to be great. And Broncos got a chance to get to 3-0. I mean, enjoy it, all right? Let's not worry about who the quarterback's going to be next year. We'll figure that out later. Let's just hope Teddy continues to play well. And Broncos get to 3-0, which they will.
And so I just want to jump in. I want to say one thing.
Water's warm.
Like you say, like, we're worried about that. We're worried about the quarterback, like, next year. Like, but also, Teddy has given you a reason to say that. Like, if Teddy was playing like garbage and the Broncos were 1-1 or 0-2, like, maybe those conversations would be a little bit more in focus. But for right now, the guy's been one of the best quarterbacks in professional football.
That's right.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Around here.
Right. So let's what are your eyeballs telling you? Don't worry about what happened, 2 years ago with Teddy, or last year with Teddy, or what you thought before the season started, and where, when they went and got him. Just let's evaluate what he does. And if he plays well, let's be happy.
All right. Have a great weekend. See you Saturday night in Arizona State.
I think they're in trouble.
Oh.
I think they're in trouble.
Colorado State.
Who are they playing?
On the road.
They got to.
At number 5, Iowa.
Oh,
I think they're in trouble.
Big trouble, unfortunately.
Take it for what it is.
All right, Stoke, enjoy your weekend, man.
You too, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, shout out our multitasking producer, Richie Carney, back in studio. We step aside.
Shout out to Blake Street Tavern. Look, great place in here. We got some great listeners.
Great listeners.
Shout out
Nick,
to all of them.
Kristen, Syracuse boys.
Hey, there we go.
Dude, yes.
There we go.
All right, we step aside for the drive right now.
Thank you, Zach. He did throw the legal in there. He got it or Stoke got it?
Are they even competing anymore? Is there even a competition going on?
I think they're still competing.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like Stokes kind of just been getting run over lately.
I think Zach has been dominating, no doubt about it. Mm. But good to hear them out.
Me too.
Blake Street.
Me too. Zach agrees.
No. Listen. I heard you running your mouth over there, Plumbus. I didn't tap out. I dominated this week.
Listen. All I know is that whenever I tune in, I hear you getting run over.
I'm right, Tyler. Yeah. He's got tire marks on him, Tyler.
That's what I thought.
See you, boys.
Did you not listen to the day?
Can you cut him off yet? Can you cut him out?
Did you not listen to the day?
I mean, their slot's over,
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya.
So sensitive.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.